Welcome to Slice of Life, those few stolen moments out of your busy day devoted to food, fun, and my personal attempt to convince the USDA to make chocolate a food group. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz, foods writer, columnist for the Journal Gazette, and cookbook author. Today's recipe and topic of conversation is salami. While most of us think of a salami as an ethnic food, it's actually Italian in origin and goes back to ancient Rome. The word comes from the Italian word salare, which means to salt. Originally, salami was made from a mixture of chopped meats and salt and stuffed into the natural casing, i.e. intestine, and then air-dried. In the days before refrigeration, curing meats guaranteed a fresh supply of meats throughout the warmer summer months when spoilage was just inevitable. Salamis are nearly all seasoned with a combination of herbs and spices in addition to all that salt. Salamis are also smoked and cooked before air drying. Some of the varieties are all beef, while others are mixtures of beef and pork. Most, if not all, the Italian salamis contain garlic as well as some of the German varieties. For those of you on a cholesterol or salt-restricted diet, sorry, no salami for you. It's a big no-no. There's lots of fat and lots of salt. Even the low-fat varieties should be off-limits. I have, however, tasted some of the turkey and chicken salami sticks, and while not quite as satisfying as the beef or pork variety, they're actually pretty good. Salami is one of those wonderful multicultural foods that transcends all ethnic and socio-political boundaries. So dig into these recipes and enjoy a taste of the world. Remember, though, once you've cut into the salami, you really should use it within a week or two. My first recipe is for red pepper and salami salad. You need 3 red bell peppers cleaned and cut into bite-sized chunks. You need 2 red onions cut into bite-sized chunks. You need 2 cloves of garlic minced. You need 1/4 cup olive oil, 8 ounces salami cut into bite-sized pieces, 1 can artichoke hearts cut and drained, about 1/3 to 1/2 cup of black olives, 2 teaspoons of oregano, and 1 tablespoon of balsamic vinegar. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees. Arrange the peppers and onions on a cookie sheet with an edge. Drizzle the olive oil over the top and bake for 15 to 20 minutes. Remove the baking pan from the oven and stir to combine. Add the salami, artichokes, olives, and oregano to the mix and combine. Return the pan to the oven and bake for 15 minutes. Remove the pan from the oven, drizzle with the balsamic vinegar, serve warm or at room temperature with a crusty loaf of bread. The next recipe is for a baked salami. This is insanely super easy. You need 1 2-pound salami, 1 cup of brown sugar, 1 15-ounce bottle of brown sugar barbecue sauce, cocktail rise or crackers. Preheat your oven to 350. Remove the wrapping from the salami. Score the entire salami crosswise with 1/4-inch slices. Don't cut all the way through, though. Place the salami on a pan with edges and bake uncovered for 45 minutes. Drain off the fat. In a medium bowl, combine the brown sugar and barbecue sauce. Pour the sauce over the drained salami and return it to the oven. Bake for an additional 30 minutes, basting with the pan juices about every 10 minutes. To serve, remove from the oven, place it on a cutting board, and serve it along with the crackers or bread with a serrated knife. Thanks for listening to Slice of Life. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz. As always, I welcome any comments and column suggestions you might have. If you missed the recipe, you can find it on the web at nipr.fm or email me at ezTlog, that's Goltz backwards, at gmail.com. You can catch up on my columns in the Journal Gazette at jg.net. This is Eileen Goltz. As always, I encourage you to eat dessert first.